Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, away we go, and welcome to the show. It is Barn Burner here on your Wednesday. There's Retro. How are we, Retro?
So good, Dean.
So good. And there's the empty box once again today. No Ryan Pinder. He described kind of what it was on Monday. It's his dad is a member at a club, and it's a club thing, and it's something that's been going on for years. Mm-hmm. It's hoity-toity, right? That's yes. What we're led to believe.
Okay. Very fancy. It would be very. Yeah, you don't have cargo shorts at that club. There's
no. No, hey, no.
No, yeah. No.
No tank tops.
Uh-uh. Yeah. No. Buttoned lots up, tight, tucked. Home. Yes.
Very tucked.
Shirt's lovely, and we would not fit in.
Yeah. Coming up a little bit later, we'll see if we can connect with Palm Springs. We'll see if, in fact, we have some video maybe that popped up from Ryan's round yesterday. Good to see you here as we can say goodbye. We'll be doing the Pinder Report coming up. Also, the NHLPA, that's the Players Association, I believe is what it is. You were part of the NHLPA. Are you still part of the NHLPA?
I've said it before, very quickly after retiring, they block your access, your password no longer works, and they give you a dumb... You could go on the website, but you can't sign in or use anything. So, no, that's...
Password, why isn't my...
Thank you so much for all you've given, and F off. Okay, well, I appreciate that. That's nice. Well done.
Oh, that's rough. Yeah, that's too bad, buddy. I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway, the NHLPA, the players, I think it's every year, they do a poll of the players, and they ask them important questions like, who is the best goalie? Who do you think is the hardest to play against? Where is the best ice in the National Hockey League? So we'll maybe put you to the test, being that you aren't anymore, I guess, but you were a member of the Players Association. What do you get with being a part of the PA? What do you get?
Like, you shirts, get told hats? To pay your fees. You did get a free bag. You were told to pay your fees. Please don't ask questions. And if you don't mind sacrificing 1/10 of your career earnings, we'll take that too.
Yeah. And pay your fees.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind paying your fees and this and that.
Don't forget about
but
the
hey,
fees.
They, they came through for you in those work stoppages, though, right? It was good
that's
to have
those. That's
what I mean.
Yeah, I was able to donate 1/10 of my career to the good cause.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good of you to do
we
that.
We wouldn't want a salary cap. The league would stop existing. No, come on. We won't be able to survive. Guys will starve to death. We'll starve.
Listen. Yeah, we're just not going to do it. We are not going to accept a salary cap. Let's hold tight, guys. This is going to work out just great. I've got some bad news. There's a salary cap.
And the best part about it, anyone that's listened or knows, is that's the 2005 lockout. We're not giving up a salary cap. There's no way Goodnow would rather go into his grave or blah. yeah, you're going to give up a, you're going to give the salary cap, but, and on top of that, there's 24%. We're just going to, we're going to claw that right off the top. Just,
yeah,
let's get rid of that too while we're at it.
Oh, you know what?
And we missed the whole season
like this. Yeah. I know. We'll get you in a bad mood. I mean, I'm sure you do.
I don't need the $2 million. It's nothing.
Is that what it is? I was going to say, do you have a figure in your mind? Do you kind of know
exactly? Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah. Two. Mm-hmm. Two plus it cost me a marriage. So.
See, like, now most people would think you were in a marriage and lost it. It cost you a marriage. You got married during the lockout. So that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, yes.
That's a terrible break. I can't believe that happened to you. Got married. Terrible break. Were you up watching this Flames? You know what? Before we go any further, Rhett's at home, I'm at home, no Pinder. We're doing the home studio thing today. But no matter where we are always in the Tower Chrysler Studios. The good folks over at Tower Chrysler. I just happened to be, doing the old, through the old the social media stuff there yesterday. Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst to me, and just kind of it's what they do. No pomp and circumstance. They're not going to send out any, hey, we're just doing more good things. We're just doing more good things. It's another food drive in, I guess it was February. They did the food drive for the mustard seed. They're back at it again. They've got the Jeep in the showroom. And this time they are, they're helping out the Owen Hart Foundation. There's Martha, of course. She and Owen had that the great family. Look at that, getting the food in there. So until I believe it's April, for about the next month, they're going to be taking food donations. And Martha Hart doing good things. And Colonel Sanders.
I was listening to something the other day that said the greatest investment. It's hard to explain, but take a bunch of, so you get $100 million to deal with a bunch of problems. The best thing you can do with that money, put it into feeding malnourished children.
Yeah.
The return on investment with that is the best return on investment you can get with any social program.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It's funny you mention, because just when you say that, I think of Gray Keller from Bon Ton Meats going back to when we were doing the Christmas campaign. And he wanted to give away some gift certificates. And he was saying, I can give away some turkeys. That's one meal. But a gift certificate, that can feed you for an amount of time, which is kind of something like this. You can do different things. And there's great causes and not looking to come down on anybody. But they're doing it. They're more another food drive. So if you swing by Tower Chrysler, bring some non-perishables, fire it into they're jamming the Jeep. And this time the cause is the Owen Hart Foundation. I know that... Serge is, he's been on board with the Owen Hart Foundation, or at least as a supporter. He was telling me he went to see Sarah McLachlan. Like that was last year. There was every year Martha and the Owen Hart Foundation put on an event. And last year it was Sarah McLachlan. And Serge was like, yeah, we're going to go. You know, it's Sarah McLachlan. Just very happy to support the Owen Hart Foundation and Martha Hart. She great to talk to him the next day. Sarah McLachlan was unbelievable, too. Like, I know what I was thinking. She's unbelievable. I got Serge talking my ear off. I'm like, dude, okay. Sarah McLachlan. No, you got Sarah McLachlan.
Take it easy. Okay.
Very talented. All right, man. Yeah, I know who she is. No, listen. Boom. She's super talented. I got it, Serge. Got it. Thanks. Yeah, building a mystery. Gotcha. There you go. Tower Chrysler, Serge, Nikki, everybody over there doing great stuff. So you were up last night doing.
I was battling.
Doing what?
Yeah, I had it in the back of my head that the poor Boom Boom was going to be on the afterburner by himself. I didn't want to make an official announcement because it's quite late here, like 1 a.m. And I'm like, maybe I can battle through because the other day I was up watching. I turned it on. They were up to. And then the eyes started to, come on now. And then I petered out early on in the second. So I didn't make it. And I'm glad I didn't stay up because it looked like you had a guest anyway.
I wasn't expecting. Princey sent out, because what he does when you're, anyway, sends out the link. Here's where we're going to be doing the show. And he sent one to Rob Kerr. And I was like, Princey, Kerr's not on tonight. I'm just going to do it solo. And then Kerr messaged back. He's like, hey, thanks. Got it. It was last week. He had said, yeah, I'll jump in. I'm happy to help. And I said, these are 8:30 games by the time we finish the game, and then get on there and then go. And say, I can't ask you to do it. It's too late. He was very happy to do it, as his, I'm happy to help out. So much like, you know what? He'd be taking food to Tower Chrysler.
I'm starting to question and worry about this guy, because I feel like I saw some stuff online where he was in Ottawa with the Heroes for Hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And he says up and helps you out. And then he's talking about good things with Kelsey Snow.
He does a lot.
Yeah. Kind of one of those give back to the community guys.
And I don't know what happened, because when I moved to Calgary and we started working together, he was a selfish prick. I mean, it was...
Yeah,
he,
just
there was
a miserable,
no,
grumpy, selfish thought about bastard.
Yeah. Self-centered, you know, a-hole. But now it's as though,
yeah,
that's right. Oh, you're using those headphones? Okay. Sorry. But no, and you know what? He's like in the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame for contributions to grassroots sports and all this. He wants good things for people. I don't know. To each their own. But there he was. He jumped in last night. Poor Princey. Princey was exhausted when we got started. Okay, guys, we can go. If you guys are ready, we could go whatever. If you guys are ready. And the running joke is that Kerr likes to Kerr. Oh. We do shows. And it was here's a late night one. Yeah, no record setters tonight, Rob. Okay, please, said Princey. And we still end up going over 50, 55 minutes. So I had to throw the brakes on. It was late. It was a late one. But hey, when you win 5-1 in a huge game like last night, it was so much to get through. So much to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, a must-win situation. You step up to the plate and you hit dingers like that. I mean, that's
right.
What you got to cover all that stuff. Richie scoring again. I mean, he's got 3 goals in what, like 10 games? Jeez.
3-7. I brought up last night. I mean,
and he's dumb.
You got to sign this guy.
He's dumb, though, you said.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, really bluntly and boldly, too.
I think maybe the penalties were dumb.
I think you just called him.
If he was dumb, I'm not sure about that. I'll have to check the tape.
It gets lost in translation sometimes. Yeah, you know, sometimes, whatever. Yeah.
There have been some dumb penalties, but he has scored. Now, I haven't spent a whole lot of time looking. Did it hit him in the ass, and then did it go in, or did it hit the defender? Either way, right place, right time, retro, right?
Yeah, he was the front of the net where he needed to be. What are you going to do? You're going to critique that? Get your ass in there. Absolutely. Let's go.
Yeah. We'll hear more about Nick coming up in the Pinder report. It's pretty good. It's a good little video that I'll share with you. But they win it by a score of 5-1. They score early. It's another one of those stress-free games for the most part. Troy Stetcher scores. So as I said last night to Kerr, clearly the Flames fleeced Arizona in this trade. Richie's got goals. Stetcher scores last night. Mackey got beat up in Winnipeg last night. So. Well done, Flames. I don't know. It's no wonder the Coyotes stink. They're losing trades left and right. That Valimaki for free maybe worked out okay, but other than that.
23 minutes.
You asked on yesterday's show, what was the plan going back to the LA game? When do you pull Markstrom? Do you pull him after the first when it's 4-0? You put him back in, so then who's playing? I'm guessing this was the plan. You've played Markstrom a ton, and you would play him every night. It's a back-to-back against Anaheim. Maybe Vladar was going in, but I do wonder, is that why now we look back, Markstrom stayed in for the extra 20?
That was the only explanation I could. I was wondering when they scored, and there was 4 minutes left in this first. I'm like, are they going to pull him now? If they pull him now, Markstrom plays against Anaheim. Yeah. And then he didn't. I'm like, okay, well, clearly Vladar is playing, But then when they put him into third, I'm like, well, that's even more confusing. Now,
yeah,
probably they're looking at it going, well, he hasn't played in 10 days. LA to Anaheim is not really travel, right? It's not. No. So maybe a third period's a nice warm-up, actually, to let him feel comfortable against Anaheim. So I don't think either way, Anaheim wasn't pouring it on and really peppering him. So I'm not worked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Kerr
right.
felt that Kerr felt maybe the Wranglers win 3-1. If the yeah. Flames won 5-1, maybe the Wranglers go in there and win 3-1 last night with an empty netter or something like that. It was the thing I wrote down. Ducks, not good. How'd you lose to them 2 weeks ago at the Dome?
Well, that's the problem, right? It's like you just lost to them. Now, I thought at the start of the game they were talking about their record and how they'd played better of late. I think that's one of those teams where if you just go put the work boots on, you should probably take control of most situations.
Yeah. There was, I guess, two things lineup-wise. When Lucic comes in and Pelche goes out, you know that it's get ready because the fan base is not going to be very happy. But yeah, Pelche and Ruzicka leave. Walker Duehr and Lucic come back in. Happy to see Duehr come in. For Lucic, sat a few games. I guess you bring him back in, whatever. But we kind of joked about it when Pelche made that, going back, made the mistakes. Oh, he's sitting the next game. He's not playing in the next game. And sure enough, Daryl has a lot of room for some guys to make mistakes and learn, and other guys have very little wiggle room. And Pelche, I think, is in that latter category.
He is.
He's got very little space to fuck up.
And on one hand, it's okay to put the demands on the kids and make them prove and just teach them to be every detail should matter. Problem is that you've given those other guys a long, long rope where they don't contribute a whole bunch and they still get in the lineup. It's odd because he should have used it more earlier, but you can't live in the past. And I don't know. I don't question Daryl's handling of Pelche from his ridiculous comments post Pelche's first game and moving forward. I've been fine with it.
Yeah, it's interesting with him because you see Luch or Walker Duehr even, and I just would leave Duehr in all the time now. I just don't take him out. Pelche's been in your top six and you're taking him out. I kind of feel like that kind of disrupts thing. But at the same time, you not setting the world on fire necessarily offensively. But Tanev coming out, that was, I guess, a bit of a surprise. We didn't know that coming in. Who knows? Is it a game where you feel like you can maybe handle the Ducks? You're coming home. You got an extra day. I don't know. But that's either way, whatever you think about their playoff hopes, it's not good news to see Tanev come out. He's been fairly durable as a Flame, but then you go back to last year against Dallas. He gets hurt there. He missed some time already this season. He's out again. Then, you know.
You don't want him out of the lineup. If you think you're going to put
as much as we love Gibby. Yeah.
Yeah. You think you're going to put a push on for the playoffs, you do not need Chris Tanev out of your lineup.
Or maybe he was just shell-shocked after that 8 spot the night before. He's like, to hell with that. Did you see my plus-minus? I took a shit kick, and you can play.
I think he did get dinged on that one hit where he got crunched in the corner, turned the puck over, and they scored, to be honest.
They scored, yeah, yeah. Mangiapane ends a 13-game drought. How do you feel about Mangiapane? There are some guys that get paid and then they okay. Are you happy for him or is it?
I love that he's a guy that's come up the way he has and proved himself the way he has and worked his ass off the way he has. I'm disappointed in this season. Not that you've never seen a guy have a bit of a come off the cliff a little bit after getting a new contract. My criticism of Mange would be that he hasn't been enough of a putz to play against. Numbers wise, I'm not even critiquing the goals or the points. I'm just, there's been a lot of flat. And again, it does happen. And I would expect it'll improve next year and the following years. But he was such a pain in the ass to play against.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like always in your face, just that pain. Well, he was a pain in the ass. I can't say it any other way. And this year, not as noticeable in that department.
you see it happen, right? Where a young player comes up and works his ass off to get to the NHL, and then you get a little bit, not to say you got comfortable, but then you're at least that I could get sent down fear is gone. You settle into your spot, then you have your numbers go up, your goals and your points go up and up, and then you have that one breakthrough year, and then you get paid. And then the next year, you get lost in your own sauce. It's, I can't score. Am I a goal scorer? You forget what got you where, because you're right. It was ugly, gross hockey. His goals were traveling about a foot from the blue paint to across the line. It was hard-nosed hockey for him. And young guys, I think it's easy for them to forget that sometimes. They think they got to live up to the contract and live up to 35 goals, and you start doing things you wouldn't, that just don't come naturally to you. And I think that's probably a bit of what happened to him.
I really don't believe that he's going to flatten out at this level. I think next year he'll come back and score more points. 35 goals is a lot of goals, but I think he's a 25-goal guy. And again, you want the point production, but you just need him to play a certain style, more importantly, right? I think it's one of those things where if he recognizes, if I play this way, the points will take care of themselves. Instead of worrying about the points and forgetting about how he has to play. Go play the way you're supposed to play. Be that just pain in the ass guy. Be that won't be denied guy. Be that grinder guy. Go, go, go. The points will follow. The rest, that stuff takes care of itself. Don't worry about scoring. Go play like you're a hard-nosed winger and be the guy that's driving the puck to the net and crashing into goalies and falling on guys. The rest of it'll come together for you. I really don't think that next year you're going to be disappointed. Oh my God, I can't believe we're playing Mangiapane, whatever we're paying him, right? I think he'll bounce back significantly.
And I know what's tough is the Flames Nation guys, they had Mangiapane t-shirts made. You know, here comes this guy, we're going to sell a bunch of merch. And then he fell off.
Should have asked first.
Hubert got these frigate Huberdeau shirts made, and they aren't flying off the shelves either, god damn it. But maybe that's the curse.
He is
Flames Nation
noticeable.
Merch curse.
He is not noticeable again.
Hubie mania is not running wild, is that what you're saying?
Hubie does not look fully engaged in the process.
It feels like a lost season beyond anybody's wildest imaginations that this could have gone the way.
But how do you with 10 games left in the year and the playoffs still within reach, how do you, Mike, here's the thing. I don't sympathize with the players because you get paid to go out there and do it. And I had to do it. And the criticisms are never going to change. That's your job. And that's what you signed up for. So I understand what the players are going through. I don't sympathize. So I get that he's had a hard year and that it hasn't gone well. But as a player that's never won, you have 10 games left to put an impact and put a spin on this year. Are you telling me? I think it's a long shot. They've waited too long. Winnipeg will have to crap themselves for the Flames to make it. But that being said, you could have a 10-game stretch where you put up 15 points and everyone in Flames land goes, that's what we were looking for. Now you know, next year, now the people around town, and not that you have to play for the fans, but you should want to play for your team. And you've got 10 games left to make an impact and 12 or whatever it was. This is not a long stretch of time for you to get ultra focused and put your best foot forward. So that even if you don't make it, you're going into the off season on a positive note. To me, it looks like he's gone the other way, where it's like, how many games? Okay, nine, eight. Okay, perfect. He's counting off the games. He's not thinking about helping the team and doing the right thing. If he had 15 points in his last 10 games, what would we be saying? I mean, again, he doesn't have to care what we are saying, but he should care about his own personal drive. And that is my fear right now. If you don't have that internal spark, does it? Where do you find that?
Oh, I know. I think it comes back. After? You know, it comes back to a number of things. There's no contract that he needs to play his ass off to get. He's already got it, and I think I just think he's focused on one thing, and that's the final buzzer of game 82 and get me the hell out of here. And let's figure some stuff out in the summer, whether it's the coach or the GM or it's me or whatever. I just can't imagine a situation where Jonathan Huberdeau and Daryl Sutter are coming back and suddenly everything is harmonious and they get along. And, you know, I was misunderstood. I didn't know what you were saying. And I didn't know what you were saying. That just doesn't seem like a, right? Like, this is not something that's going to coexist the way I see it.
But then I'm disappointed in Huberdeau as a player. And I don't want him as I'm being harsh to make a point, but that's bullshit. That's BS. If you don't want to win because you want to win, if your give a shit meter is off unless things are rosy for you, that just means you aren't ultra focused on winning then. And to me, that's the starting point for everyone. Are you here to win?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you aren't, we don't need you, right? You don't have to be Jerome McGinley and fight and be everything that to be the picture boy for the organization. But you should damn well have the internal drive that you want to win hockey and have success in hockey.
Yeah. And for him, it's let's get to at least to the closest thing that resembles who you are as a hockey player. What you have demonstrated in your career for the last decade, let's get back to what that player is about. It's not about the coach or anything.
No.
Personal pride. You're right. The fans would love to see it. But wouldn't you love to have 8 points in seven games, or like you say, be a point a game or a little higher on a clip going out thinking... It was a lost year.
If he gets to 60 in a 10-game stretch where you have 12 points, like, yeah, it's not – it doesn't make up for the other 70 games that you played. But damn it, even if you're only thinking about game 82 and the final buzzer, go enjoy the last 10 and cheat the system. Who cares? If Daryl wants to bench you, then he benches you. But go and do your damnedest to score some points and feel good about yourself and help the team win. If you can't get past all the things that you don't like, and I think you're right. I think there are things that he's not happy about. Get past it. And if, you know what? How about his agent phone him and say, hey, you got a fat contract, bud. It's your job to maybe do some work too. I wonder if Walsh bothers with that, or if he just takes pot shots at GMs and teams and coaches.
Yeah. I was going to say, I bet he's making phone calls. I don't know that it's necessary, and criticizing phone calls. I'm not sure it's to his own guys. But, and on the flip side, you've got a guy, you want to talk about ending the season on a clip, and it's not just even ending the season. Tyler Toffoli has been their best player, and it hasn't been close for quite a while. He has 3 assists last night. I think it's 9 points in his last 4 games. This is career type season for him. It's amazing that the team could be this inconsistent and struggle, and even maybe we've overblown the offensive challenges that they have when you start to look around the league. But for Toffoli, a guy who has been primarily a shooter and is known, is shooting the puck and is making plays and is impactful. He's been dynamite for this team right through all of this crap that's going on and off the ice that we believe is.
And he's the perfect example of what Huberdeau should do. Who cares? Do you think Tyler Toffoli's caught up in what Daryl's saying or the GM thinks or the guy? I'll go play.
Yeah.
I'm going to go play my game. Probably going to work out. I'll put in an honest effort every game. I'll go play. I'm not looking for handouts. I'll go earn it. Like, come on. It's a perfect example for guys. It's like, just go play. Like, you're not going to get ripped if you're playing and trying and just smile, have fun.
Yeah.
You have 10 games left. Throw that shit out the window and let's go. Who cares?
He's probably also thinking about game 82 and what he could be doing. But in the meantime, it's the one thing that does worry me a bit about Huberdeau. I think that he's better next year. Obviously, he's a better player than this. He's demonstrated that, and it's It's not just because he was in a warm weather climate where the media attention was. It's not. But I just, it's to the point now I wonder what it's telling you about that guy and that inner drive when things get difficult, when times are tough. This is, like you say, at what point do you just grab this thing by the horns and say, you know what? I'm not happy, but fuck this. I'm better than this. This is looking the team is looking bad or whatever, but this is really looking bad upon me. I can control some of what's going on, and it maybe it's unfair, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of that.
Again, I didn't watch a ton of Florida Panther hockey, but 115 points means that you're doing something right. Hey, like,
yeah,
115 points in the season means you're good enough to grab the puck in the offensive zone and make plays. We've not seen it. I've not seen him hold on to pucks. The point I'm trying to get to is go into the Kirk Muller's room or Cale MacLean, or I don't think Huska has anything to do with the power play, and tell Kirk Muller, listen, if you don't want to play me on the power play, that's your prerogative. Don't play me, but this is what I'm going to do. I don't want, if you don't like how the power play is going, if you don't like playing on that wing, or you don't like this, or you don't want to do that, walk into that office. Kirk, there's 10 games left. If you'd like me to contribute as much as possible, this is what I need to do. This is how I need things to go. I can do more if you, maybe that's not even a thing. Maybe that's not being the problem. But if it is, go in there and say it. What is the downside? Go and say, yeah, I got 10 games. I want to contribute. I'm going to set up on the left side, whatever you're, I don't know, but go in there and say, this is what I need. And I'm going to kick in more points and I'm going to be way more productive. Assistant coach, and it's, or coach, go, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Or
I don't know why I bring it. I don't think he's an idiot. I think you bide your time. You're on a new team, but you're well into this season and your struggles are well documented and everybody's feeling
you
it.
You got this 8 feels years like it's a lost of 10 season. And a half, right?
Come on. Yeah. It's not a fair comparison, but you mentioned, you talk about watching him, especially on the power play, because he's a pass first guy. And because I got thinking about it, it wasn't last night's game. I forget which one it was. Remember how Johnny, and maybe it's not fair to compare, but Johnny, especially on the power play, had so much time. Defenders had to respect him and just back off because they didn't want to get burned by him. So he was able to kind of take a look, and he was kind of almost the quarterbacking it from the sidewall. It just feels like Huberto never has any time with the puck.
No.
They're just on him, and that's it. There's no time to create.
I don't get it either, because like I said, if you score 100, I didn't watch a ton of Florida Panthers hockey, but 115 points means that you, to me, means that he has to have the puck on his stick a whole lot, and he has to be doing good things with it. Yeah. And I haven't seen any of that.
Coming up on Thursday, it's Vegas in town. They were just in Vegas. It's another Thursday night game against Vegas, so we'll see where they are at. Vegas, they've been pretty good. I think I said it yesterday. They've been pretty good since you ripped Eichel. Eichel's been good. Team's been good. They just continue to win, and they will be coming in. Mad Rose Pub, they love Flames experiences. When it comes to a good Flames experience, Mad Rose Pub, they like to treat people to a good time. So on our social media here in the next 24 hours or so, keep an eye open on the Flames Nation Twitter and Instagram, our personal ones. Now, you don't have an Instagram. You do. You did. Have you done? You kind of fired one up there, I remember.
I got to do on Instagram now? I actually...
Yeah, it's...
No, never.
No, okay. No, okay. Watch our social media accounts. We will have a chance for you to win with Mad Rose Pub, a $50 gift certificate, all part of a Flames experience, courtesy of Mad Rose Pub. Delicious. Look at that poutine, man. They're not shorting you on the gravy. God, that Matt.
I had a breakfast up some good poutine. Chow. I had a breakfast poutine in Nashville. It was pretty phenomenal. I was so hungover and I needed food. I sat down in the airport
restaurant and lady's like, what can I get you? I said, what's good? Try the poutine. I'm like, oh, baby, I'm in.
Oh, man. It's good. The last time I had a big poutine, I regretted it almost instantly and then continued to regret it for about 30 hours. So poutine and I are a little, we're at odds right now. We're beefing.
I guess. Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand.
I don't remember what the place was, but you were there. I think it was the day we went to Nashville. We went out the first night, got stupid, got up, did the show the next day. And then we went out to eat, and some of us went back to the hotel to catch a nap, and some of us went to see, my buddy's got a buddy playing at the bar, and we're going to go see him. And then all of a sudden, you got to come pick this guy up. He's drunk. But it was that morning we went out for breakfast, and it was kind of like a soul food place. Do you remember? It was kind of
roast beef. Yes.
We went to have like brunch or breakfast. They were serving mashed potatoes and beef and full. I couldn't believe what we were looking at. It was unbelievable. Nashville.
I don't know what the name of it was, but I do remember walking in there going, this isn't really a breakfast joint. It's more of a,
no,
like a,
it was like a big dining hall. Yeah. With just a huge thing of grab your tray and start slopping food on it.
It was good.
I was asleep shortly thereafter. We're going to do the Pinder report here in a moment. We'll have a little Pinder video for you. Cause he of course is at the Frou Frou golf event with his dad and, you know, very fancy. Think there's valet parking? You think you roll up and you hand off your keys and
they might have one of those things where they can just drive the golf cart down to the course. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're probably not even driving.
You're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right. But the Grey Eagle Event Center, yesterday or the last 2 days, they've dropped a couple of new, and we were talking to Sheldon about a month ago, and he said with COVID now in your rearview mirror, there's a lot of touring is back on, and there's a lot of artists that are out there touring to catch up, get some checking money, cash into the old checking account, if you know what I mean. So there are a ton of bands and a ton of acts that are out there touring as we speak. And the Grey Eagle is loading things up all summer long. Two new ones, coming up on June 16th. This one hits a little close to home. The one and only Burton Cummings is coming.
Burton!
There's old Burton and his band. Friday, June 16th at the Grey Eagle. And I know later this summer, Randy Bachman, you may know they were in the same band at one time. They were bandmates.
You don't say.
From Winnipeg. But there you go. There's old Burton. Still got those pipes. Still can tickle the old ivories. Very tough.
The shoveler took... Not to take away from the Grey Eagle at all, but speaking of concerts, the Shoveler took my oldest to his kind of first, and it was Toto and Foreigner.
Come on.
They went to Toto and Foreigner last week.
Took your kid?
Yeah.
Why would your, was he punished? Like, what? Why would he go see Toto? He'd have no idea who that was, right? Or if you guys got
so, but it was free tickets with a bunch of family members, old farts. So he just joined in. I think it was more of a, do you want to come? Okay, I'll try it. But Journey? Huh?
I thought you said Foreigner.
No, Journey. I did say Foreigner, but I meant Journey.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay,
there you go. So there's Burton. He is coming on the 16th of June. And then August, this one, these guys were always one of their biggest, in terms of popularity, one of their biggest areas was Canada. They were always big in Canada, got lots of radio airplay. And they hit home for me and for us, because it used to be a clip we used a lot on the old radio show. Coming to the Greagle, Collective Soul.
Oh, I loved Collective Soul.
The 90s rockers collective soul. Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah.
Collective soul at the Griggle. August the 11th, they are going to be there. Look at those guys. He's very...
Still rocking.
Still rocking, still got it. Do you think that's all the original guys? Because dude in the front looks like he's got a few more miles than dude on the left. There's a bit of gray in the one beard. Either way, the...
You can dye that stuff, though.
Can you? Yeah, I suppose so. You thought about dyeing your
I did.
Your
the other day, I thought about dyeing my beard and my hair. That's right, because I got a haircut with my kid the other day, and there was... It's not white, but the color is faded. You know what I mean? The darkness isn't dark. It's kind of a very muted brown. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, geez, I wonder if a guy could just... I had frosted tips once. Is this acceptable?
Sure you did. Yeah. You know, and if I looked like a dude with the glasses there in the front, I'm going to let it go. But, you know, I am not George Clooney, in case you didn't notice. Some of us need some help. So, yeah, Collective Soul coming to the Grey Eagle. I would go to their website, Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Well, before I
do it,
some other stuff they got coming too. Because they got the Muay Thai event coming up. The Muay Thai event is like...
When is that?
Right. That's Saturday, dude. Saturday, March 25th. There you are.
Son of...
There you are, bud. Muay Thai World Cup. It's the Road to One Championship quarterfinals. Winners will advance, take a step towards the $100,000 grand prize and a contract with the One Championship. These are the best fighters in North America. Going to be at the Griegel, March 25th.
Tough sport. Oof. Tough.
You're very lean there. Yeah. I know. How do you get that lean? What is that? Burpees?
Liposuction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plastic surgery. Mm-hmm.
All tickets to events at the Event Center, at the Grey Eagle Event Center, can be purchased through Ticketmaster.ca, the website to check out all the events. More being added literally daily. Grey Eagle Resort and Casino.ca. There you go.
If I was in town, I would 100% be going to that Muay Thai event.
Yeah. I would like to as well, but I feel like my Saturday is kind of...
Oh, you're so busy.
I'm underwater with kids' sports this weekend. Either way, it's not about us, right? It's not about me. Grey Eagle Resort. Time for the Pinder Report presentation of Village Honda. Turn your vehicle into cash today. It's the $1 million buy-in event. They'll buy yours even if you don't buy theirs. Good people, right? Sellers receive a tropical cruise for two. It used to be one of those things where if you bought, you go and you buy a new vehicle, you get into a draw for a trip. Sellers receive a tropical cruise for two. They'll buy your car, cash in 24 hours, no obligation. Stop by and see them. It's exclusively at Village Honda in the Northwest Auto Mall, online at villagehonda.com. Pinder Report, the Flames, a lopsided victory by a score after getting thumped soundly by the LA Kings two nights ago. Last night, they come back and score five on John Gibson. You talk about a guy who is ready for game 82. I would think John Gibson, who has made, I think the stat was he's made more saves and has seen more shots than any goalie in a season in NHL history. I think it was John Gibson. Another five go past him last night. 5-1 the final. Tyler Toffoli, three primary assists. Primary, Rhett. Not chintzy second assists. The straw stirring the drink. Michael Backlund, a couple helpers. Nice goal from Rasmus Anderson. Elias Lindholm ripping one as well. Nick Ritchie in there gets a goal. His, as we said earlier, he's got three goals in seven games. So the Flames get another victory. Their record improves to 32, 25, and 15. There's some bad news that goes along with that because, as we've been saying, you need to win games and get help. It's the get help part that didn't really come through for them. But Daryl Sutter, we heard from Big D after the game, and he was asked about just his thoughts on the game. And this, it might shock you, who, and just watch, I guess, is it the juxtaposition? Because he's asked the question at the start, and there's the two new players, Troy Stetcher and Nick Ritchie, seems to be more glowingly fond of one than the other.
Good to see Big Nick.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Score, first shift. So it's good. It's nice to score the first goal. I'm on the road.
Troy get his first goal with your team.
Yeah, Troy's given us some energy. He's did a good job for us.
Good to see Big Nick get that goal, hey? First goal of the game. What about Troy Stetcher? Yeah, Troy's been been giving us energy. It's great.
Hey, all I took Big it Nick. As positivity just exuding from the big man right there. Just positive energy. Vibes.
Positive energy. Yeah. They go with Vladar and net. No, I guess no real surprise in the end. He allows the one goal, Frank Vetrano, on the power play. He can shoot it. Other than that, it was shots were 43-20. This was 5-1. There was not a whole lot to see when it comes to this game. But prior to the start, we saw that Tanev was going to be out. In comes Dennis Gilbert, moving some guys around. Daryl asked afterwards about, not so much about Tanev, but having to shuffle the deck back there.
Gibby came in, did a good job for us, and Z's going to have to give us some minutes. He's got to be a solid player. Noah and Rass are used to playing with each other, and there goes Weeks again, other side.
Moving him around.
Yeah.
Nice to have that, though, I assume, as a coach, just to be able to have that option wherever you need it.
Yeah, darn right. See, you guys know how I feel about McKenzie's since All-Star. He's been a pretty good player for us.
So moving guys around, need some solid minutes out of Big Z.
Does that mean that Tanev's out for a while?
It feels that way, doesn't it? We're going to need some minutes out of Z. McKenzie moving around. Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
No,
whatever.
No, who knows?
Adversity.
Maybe. But this, remember earlier, because it was the shoulder injury last year against Dallas, and I'm trying to remember the hit. You'll remember it. It was along the boards, and he kind of got hit from behind. Tanev caught him. It was at home. Guy caught him, and he went off, and I don't think he came back, and then he missed a couple of games. And I mean, we can go back to see that hit in the LA game where he turned the puck over, and then they scored. But that's, again, would it shock you if it's this shoulder again?
I wouldn't shock me to hear that at the end of the year, he's been half-assed injured the whole way and just been playing with it. It's the type of players come to be known as. So who knows? It's not ideal time for the Flames to be losing, kind of their pillar back there. I mean, Anderson's clearly the guy, but Tanev is the steadying force, I think.
2 points. Here's the thing. You get another 2 points. You get a win, but the runway gets shorter. It's just another game that you've now
you
played.
And I should
it's
do math
game that you have in order to make up this ground. But Daryl said he was kind of asked about getting a win, and now you go home and you keep moving forward. Just I guess the thought he has about trying to remain hopeful here as the season draws to a close.
You know, you got to go game at a time, because if you don't, then like last night it was there was literally guys in here that were pulling the puck. So you got to go, it's really simple. You just want to keep every game meaningful, quite honest.
You want to keep it meaningful, right? That's all you can do every game, one game.
If every game is meaningful, so if you're telling me that game 82 is going to be meaningful, I'm in. Let's do it. Absolutely.
Let's go. Yeah, I think
I'll be at game 82 if it's meaningful, if it's in Calgary.
Hey, you guys, you could. I'm not mimicking Daryl. I could just hear, if they get it, you guys wrote them off. Listen, I'm happy to be wrong. I'm happy to be dead wrong on this. Win every game the rest of the way and make it and get a win in round one. I'll be there with everybody. It'll be awesome.
Yes.
But it's hard to fathom right now with how they've played.
But
all of it.
Yeah, but and also don't try to tell me that this was your game plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't try to tell me that we knew
we were going to be behind the eight ball all year and we were going to have to grind till the end. And yeah, we had to win the last 10 in a row to get in, but that's what we had to do. So we did it. And that wasn't the game plan.
A lot of you guys gave up. A lot of you guys in here. And then to get into a wild card spot where a year ago, Daryl told you, don't get into the wild card because you better make it into your top three in your division because it'd be a waste of 8 days. But I'm guessing that was only last year.
I'm telling you right now, if they get in and play Dallas, they could beat Dallas.
Right.
If you get in, you could advance to the – like, you could play Edmonton again. Like, I have no idea, but you got a lot to cover here. Like, you have 79 points, 10 games, so that's possibly 20 points total left. So you could end up with 99, probably not going to. If you get 8 wins out of the next 10, does that get you there?
I think you need to win 8 of 10.
Minimum. And that doesn't that's not.
Yeah. 8 of 10
might be peak sadness because you might literally tie Winnipeg and lose on the games 1. Yeah. So
8-1-1? Yeah, I'm not sure how it goes. So let's take a look at those.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We'll look at the standings. Really, yeah, there was a lot of that that came through last night. So
you
in the
talk
West,
about a team that's quit.
I hear the fans aren't even showing up anymore.
It was pretty loose last night. There weren't a lot there. No.
Friends and family night over at.
You
didn't look like a fat crowd in Anaheim last night either. Kerr said it last night. He's like, it looked like they had tarps on the crowd. It looked like a COVID game in Anaheim last night. It almost did. Those black seats, nobody sitting in them. Is anybody at this game? Do they know there's a game tonight? Anyway, the West standings, the Calgary Flames are still on the outside looking in. You mentioned Buffalo. The part there is that Buffalo, they were beaten soundly by Nashville. And Winnipeg, they beat Arizona. And they're
tight, though.
They also, yeah, real tight. What was the final?
2-1. No, the Winnipeg game.
Oh, the Winnipeg one was, game. Yeah. Nashville 7-3 over Buffalo. Winnipeg 2-1 over Arizona. So there it is. It's more the way you lay out the points. You can talk points percentage and points back and all of that. If you forecast 95, 96 points, where the Flames are at with 10 games left, there's just no wiggle room in terms of your own business. You have to be considerably better than you've been all season and still get some help. Can it happen? Yes. Do we want it to? Come on, Flamesies. Does it seem realistic? It's hard to try and sell you that right now. It's hard. Elsewhere, NHL last night. Just some other things I wanted to get to. Alex Ovechkin. Scoring last night, 13th 40-goal season. That's a new NHL record. Wayne had 12 of them. Marcel Dion, Mario Lemieux each had 10. You feel like Mario would have had no problem if he were healthy, but it's kind of part of it. So for Ovi, 13 seasons with 40 or more, and then you think about, again, he also would have lost some time due to work stoppages in the NHLPA and that whole sort of thing. So he probably would have had more than that.
I don't know if he did. I think he came after.
Maybe.
I think he came after.
Well, he would. Yeah. Either way, the guys.
Well, what I was just going to say was, he's not. Don't think that he's going to stop at 13. Like, you're going to bet against him scoring 40 next year? No,
you can't.
He's going to score 40 next
year. He's now the fifth player to score 40 at age 37 or older. Gordie Howe, Johnny Busick, Brendan Shanahan, and Espo all had 40-goal seasons after the age of 37, which, I don't. What was more impressive, to do it then or do it now? It's got to be now, right? All due respect to Shanahan, he was a tremendous goal scorer, but
way harder
to be in the league now, it's way harder now. They lost, by the way. They lost to Columbus 7-6 in overtime. Real nail-biter, Retro. You talked about it the other day, about how high-scoring games and no lead seems to be safe and all of this. It's the 17th time for Columbus. They did it last night. The 17th time that a team has come back from three or more down to win a hockey game. It's happened 17 times this year. That ties a record from the 89-90 season. So if it feels like games are crazy, it's because they are. The games are drunk.
There's no, a ton of points.
You know what we need?
Goals.
We need, it's like you and Corey Saric and Robin Lament. Where's the stay-at-home rugged defenseman gone?
I was talking with a couple, Pat Coletta this morning, and some of the guys from the Junior Sabres, and everyone was like, does anyone teach defense anymore? Like, the Sabres game last night was breakaways and missed coverage and this and that. And you look at the games around the league, how many goals are being scored? Hey, it is exciting and cool. The Dallas-Calgary series this year, the three-game this series, that was awesome. Like 30-some goals in three games. Like, that is really cool. I don't understand how it happens. Like, I don't understand how fundamentally covering someone and staying in the slot to take away that opportunity has changed. Like, I don't know why. Yeah. So we've decided just in our own end not to cover the slot because it's a benefit, because someone has to explain it to me. I don't understand.
Well, and it's crazy because you think about kids today and just the game. Kale McCarr and these defensemen and the way they rush the puck.
How many Kale McCarrs are there?
Home D-man. Well, I know, but not a lot of Tanev jerseys in the stands, I don't think. To answer your question from yesterday, who's buying Flames jerseys? It's not exciting to be old 44 anymore. I mean, it was. It used to be really, really a bit.
I know.
Give me a team of 44s.
I mean, you just punch in 44s and the highlights just start to roll. It's impressive stuff.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of games last night. The Hurricanes beat the Rangers 3-2. They are at the 100-point plateau. Fastest ever that the Canes get to the 100-point mark.
Would have been a fun game to watch, probably. I did not watch it.
Would have been a good one. Those playoffs, the East Conference playoffs are going to be unbelievable. And maybe they let us down and there's some short series and maybe the West comes through. And I feel like the West will come through. The round one is always so good. But in the East, that is just going to be a pinball machine every single game, every single night from the looks of it. So Vegas, they win last night 4-3 over Vancouver. Jonathan Quick passes your buddy Beezer for second place all time on the wins by an American,
behind Ryan
a Yankee.
Behind him and Ryan Miller, then.
Who you brought to Buffalo. 375 wins. How about that? Florida on the other side, they lose to Philadelphia. They're in a wild card spot. We had talked a lot about Panthers. How are they going to get in? How are they going to get in? They get in and then lose to the Flyers.
Flyers have done it to a couple teams.
Mm-hmm. That's, well, we saw that video earlier this week, right? The fans are outside. They're trying to get Comcast to sell the team. They're not happy about it. Danny Briere, he's not even hired. They want him fired. Sparking the Flyers.
The Panthers have come from a long way back. If you go back and look at their probably record at that break and the All-Star or whatever, they were not in good shape. To see them in a playoff spot right now is actually pretty impressive. So they'll be praying for Colorado to beat Pittsburgh tonight, though.
And if you're a Flames fan and these things kind of hurt, don't go look at Tkachuk's numbers. Don't do it.
No.
Does he no good? And as we mentioned, the Kraken win, the Jets win, the Predators win, the Flames win. So that's how that all kind of shakes out there. The World Baseball Classic, which has been, and I admit, I haven't been watching much / any of it, that sort of thing. But then we saw the drama that's been coming, and it's not just because of the injuries, but last night, you truly had potentially a moment that kids or baseball fans will remember forever, as it's the USA and Japan 3-2 bottom nine. Shohei Ohtani comes on to pitch against Mike Trout, his Angels teammate. And the whole thing was, can you imagine? Imagine if the scenario exists where the game's on the line and these two teammates have to face each other. Well, it's exactly what happened last night. Japan up by one, bottom nine, Trout at the dish, Shohei Ohtani towing the rubber. Full count, Ohtani ka, Trout ka. Wild scene. They're very happy. That's my takeaway, is that everybody's very happy on the broadcast.
Sounds like.
Well,
not Trout.
And remember, remember how this game, they had to beat Mexico in thrilling fashion to get to this one, and then they win this one.
Wasn't it
in amazing fashion?
Didn't Ohtani knock him in?
He brought in, he knocked him in, yeah. How can, and it's recency and all of this, but how can you be one of the best pitchers and hitters in the major leagues of baseball? Not in your Bush League,
I mean the world
softball league. Friggin' world.
I don't know.
Right?
That was never the
case. I saw somebody, they were talking about once in a lifetime. How about once in three lifetimes? Think about how many baseball players you've seen in the history of the game. No one's been able to do it. Well, you know, Babe Ruth could. No. This is something completely different. Shohei Ohtani's not 270 pounds and smoking darts in the dugout. This guy's unbelievable.
Well, and it's a world game now. Like, it's, you have major league talent from across the globe. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's first class ever. I don't know you'll ever see it again.
Pretty great stuff. And I saw it had a lot of people kind of clamoring for the, when is hockey? When can we get hockey to do this? We've not seen McDavid and Crosby together. What do we have to do to get the World Cup or something going again? And I don't know how that works. It sure seems like it's become more about money than anything else when it comes to Gary and how the Olympics has fallen apart and all of that.
It's a way more difficult sport to try and do a tournament like that, right? Like, these guys are playing these games during training camp and they're used to playing every day, and it's not a drag on the body all the time. I mean, it's tough. I'm sure I'm not trying to make light of anything that the baseball players have to go through. But there's nothing more difficult than an 82-game NHL season as far as a sporting regular season. Nothing. There's nothing mm-hmm. that you could say basketball's hard, 82 games. Well, it's not even close. Football's hard. Yep. You play once a week. 82 games with the travel, with the intensity, with the physicality. There's nothing that compares to an NHL season. So to add on to that, and hockey's a tough one, right? You're going to have a week-long event. Like, I just don't know if you do it. I think what people don't understand, or that maybe we all have to just grasp or embrace, is the Stanley Cup. Yes, we want to get behind our countries, and yes, but you don't have that depth of talent out there as far as hockey countries, right? For us as Canadians, yeah, it pulls on our – you watch Lemieux and Gretzky and Howard Chuck, and I did too, and Canada Cup, and even that one where the Americans won in the 96, I think it was. That was big. That was great. But you don't have as many countries vying for that. So even when you did the last World Cup, you got the kids team and you got six other teams, whatever it was, it doesn't resound globally like soccer and baseball does, even probably basketball, right?
I think. Yeah. So I think I think it's a good point. You're talking about a handful, five, six countries. And hey, we saw in the Czech Republic when they won, how big it was for them. Not to diminish, but it does make it's not quite as global for sure. And I saw the press release this morning. I did just kind of glanced at it. But again, for the IIHF, the Russian, Belarusian teams are not being permitted to take part. So, and for good reason, obviously, but it makes that pool even a little bit smaller.
Yeah, and I think so. My point being, I think we got to embrace the Stanley Cup. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's the best of the best. That's the best team.
I guess so. But we can all cheer for our country. Because not everybody's favorite team gets into the playoffs or has a real shot at winning in the playoffs.
World Cup, you don't always get in. And I mean, yeah, this. I'm just saying that. Well, we don't even need to have the conversation. Let's have a European League then. I don't think it would be the end of the world to have that. But my point is, we clamor for all this stuff, and it's great, and I would watch it too, but I'm just as happy watching the Stanley Cup as well.
Finally, before we wrap the Pinder Report, as mentioned, Pinder is away this week, a big golf, a family golf event. I shouldn't even say it's a family thing. He was saying, he talks so much, something about his dad as a member at a club, and every year they have this thing. And so this was a big thing for him to go down and be part of this event that is probably maybe a club championship, whatever it is. So he and his dad, I'm not sure if there's other family members involved, but we have a clip from yesterday because he was here 2 days ago. So this was the opening round of yesterday. And you can see things are very competitive. I'm not sure what caused this, but some controversy, maybe somebody trying to shave a stroke or two off on the scorecard.
Somebody got caught.
So I'm not sure if that's Pinder's brother or. Oh.
It's definitely not Pinder. He's thinner than that.
Yeah, he's thinner. It doesn't look like Palm Springs. I thought there'd be. It doesn't feel quite as tropical.
More desert?
But, But clearly you can see there's a lot intensity on the line. Emotions are high.
Yeah, the intensity is definitely there. Oh, there's one more.
Gosh.
What kind of loser do you gotta be?
Pinder?
Well,
if there was somebody who would cause you to throw fists on a golf course, it might be a drunk Pinder who's blasting his boombox in your face when you're trying to in your backswing. It might be something along those lines. The Pinder Report is a presentation of Village Honda, located in the Northwest Auto Mall, online villagehonda.com. Remember about those detailing packages. We're going to start, the snow's going to get away here, and your car is going to be a disaster. And probably all winter, you've been throwing stuff in and out and in and out. Nothing better than a pristine, clean vehicle. The packages start at $79.95. Get that winter off your car. Book your detailing today at your dealership for life. In the Northwest Auto Mall, villagehonda.com. There you go. Are you anticipating this is going to be a golfing summer for you?
No. I think I want to go on a couple nice outings, but I'm not going to do the try and get a 40 game season. You know what I mean? 40 yeah. round season. Let's get together with some friends, spend some time, you know. Because I don't care how I shoot. I mean, I'm not really concerned with improving my handicap. I'm concerned with spending some time with some buddies and maybe tipping a few back.
My whole thing with golf is, it's two things. In the old job, by the time I was done, I was not going to go golfing because it was, you had to nap and it just was not going to work. So it's like, well, maybe this would be something. But I do this every year that, you know, maybe this is the year. I've got clubs. I got everything. Let's just go golf. Why don't we golf? Why don't 5 rounds, 10 rounds, really, really just start slow. And, I kind of know, I know myself pretty well. I've lived with myself for a long time. I know I'm full of shit. Going to do that.
I was going to allow you to say that, and I was going to encourage you, and that's great. But I know you as well, and knew deep down that that would be a BS statement if you said you were going to really up the intensity as far as golf was concerned.
Like, just a golf course, like right here, I could just.
Yeah, you can rock right there to golf for sure. Absolutely, just down that hill.
Yeah.
You could probably start now. You could start now. You could go to that flight deck or whatever it's called, hit some balls, get warmed up. You know, you could start dialing in your game. This is what you should do. Dial in your game, beat Pinder the first round, and then refuse to play him the rest of the year.
get him all high and drunk and find a way. Just somehow find a way, doctor the scorecard and be out. I'm not sure. My back's kind of. Sorry, Pinder. Wow. I don't think I can do it today. I don't think I can do it.
Love to, but.
But I'm kind of with you. I got a bad shoulder. I can't throw a ball. I can't. My right arm is absolutely effed.
Get some stem cells in there. You'll be fine.
Can you do that there? Bad football injury I suffered in college. Truly, it was. We were playing beer. We were drunk playing football one day, and some guy took my legs out, and I landed on my shoulder, separated my shoulder. Didn't go to the hospital.
Feels like it's a long time ago, and that maybe you should have had it looked at and dealt with by now.
Yeah, I never have. That was early 90s. Still hurts. Hurts more now. Yeah. Such an idiot. But you know what? Here's the thing, and I can use this as a segue. Maybe it is time for me to start looking into those things, getting assessed for the things that have been bothering me my entire adult life, you know, like my shoulder or whatever, or my hearing. Maybe, why don't you go and get your hearing figured out? It's the Hearing Loss Clinic. Since 1993, the Hearing Loss Clinic, founded with a simple mission, make a positive impact and a difference in people's lives. It's, we were talking with Travis Rhodes. He's like, a lot of people just think it's, well, you watch the TV commercials. It's old people. Well, yeah, when you get old, you need hearing aids and you lose your hearing. It's not the case at all. There could be any number of things that contribute to hearing loss or limited hearing impairment. And boys, kids, it's kind of a stigma that it's an old person thing. So then people who are young and vibrant like you and I think, well, I can't have hearing problems because I'm not old. Well, that's just poppycock. That's rubbish. 4 Calgary locations to serve you. Find the one nearest you at the hearing loss. There you see it. .ca and on Twitter at the hearing loss, Instagram, the hearing loss clinic.
So
get your evaluation done.
Travis is his name.
Rhodesy, Travis. Yeah, buddy.
So when I go in, I'm going to have to talk to him and say, listen, I want to hear well, but I still need the get out of jail free card where I can pull.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what? I didn't hear that. What are you talking about? Can't hear. So I don't want to go in there, walk out, and got everything all fixed up, and then the shoveler's yelling at me because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I can't play the I didn't hear you card. This is an issue.
I'll send him
cover
an email.
Me off.
I'll see what he recommends.
Yeah.
They cover a lot. They do a lot for you at the hearing loss clinic. I'm not sure if they have
maybe
that in mind.
Maybe he could
just
have
maybe
a piece
something.
Of paper in there, a contract that says, we looked at him, he's screwed. He can't help. But behind closed doors, they take care of you.
Maybe that's it's a great idea.
I got to hear the Masters music. The Masters music's coming up.
That's right. I don't know what you have. I don't know what's going on. Hearingloss.ca. Go get your go and get a assessment done. I got to get in there, and I know I keep saying that, but we're going to get in there fairly soon. Mentioned the NHLPA. Every year they do a poll. They poll the players and ask them hard hitting questions like, "Who do you hate playing against? And who do you think is good at this? And who do you think's good at that?" That sort of thing. And we'll run through some of them here for you. I know Alex, our producer, was asking you at the start. They were asked, where is the best ice in the National Hockey League? Now, some buildings have closed and changed since you played. But for you, where was the worst, I guess? They didn't ask about
Anaheim.
But,
Anaheim was the worst. Yeah. Anaheim was the worst.
So across the league, players say Bell Center, 35% say Montreal has the best ice. Then Winnipeg, kind of surprised to see there's T-Mobile Arena getting some votes. Any votes? It's the desert, man. These players
dry though. That dry is good for.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want humidity.
Yeah, so. Not shocking. Montreal, Edmonton, Winnipeg, St. Paul, all very cold, cold cities, and then Vegas. So, what's the Habs excuse? You're missing the playoffs. You got the best ice in the league. Clean it up.
I think they probably don't take it out as much. I don't know.
One of the questions, and I'll ask you this, kind of the net front presence. Who is the best in tight around the goal, redirecting, tipping pucks? Who's the best guy in front?
Joe Pavelski.
There you see it. There's Joe Pavelski, 21%. And he is sneaky good at it. He's not big. He's lived there his entire career, has scored a bunch of goals, has made a ton of dough. Chris Kreider. The opposite, big, strong, but good hand, eye, and look, there's that hurts. Old Chucky.
I don't want to see
Matthew Tkachuk, 8.8%. Stick handling, we can go straight to the stick handling. I don't know. If you were to ask me this, a forward, Pavel Bure, very good stick handling. I don't know. The stick handling, they went with Patrick Kane, which I guess makes sense. Connor McDavid's going to be at the top of a lot of these. Best passer. This one was not shocking. He's got that big boat paddle of a stick. His backhand passes are incredible. He can find guys. You almost don't like to give him credit for being good. And just, well, of course he's good. He plays with McDavid. But he's a superstar. Leon Draisaitl, a quarter of the league, had him as the best passer. I'm surprised it's not more. Patrick Kane second at 13%. An ugly stick. Almost as ugly as your stick when you played.
My stick was the same as Lemieux's. I remember I had to show guys that once. They always critiqued me, and then I showed him Mario's. I said, I mean, if it works for him.
The Mario pattern? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, actually, and you know what? Guys asked Mario what kind of pattern. He said, well, I use the Warner.
Yeah.
I use the Warner
we
pattern.
Just
yeah.
Mix and mingle. Sometimes gets mixed up.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Most underrated player in the NHL, asked by the players.
Oof.
Let's take a look.
There's going to be
some of these. I don't
bias. Okay. Yeah.
By a considerable margin, Alexander Barkov of the Florida Panthers, 23%. And then there's a handful of other ones in single digits. Tage Thompson. I would say maybe, depending on when this survey was done,
yes.
Not so underrated anymore with his 40-plus goals.
And he's scrapping, too. Scrapping. Hit a guy last night, fighting.
Shouldn't have scrapped. Shouldn't have scrapped. But yeah, Barkov, you play in Florida. You're kind of a quiet, unassuming guy. Made Jonathan Huberdeau great, I guess. Can you get him? Can you go get him?
You're going to run into money problems, Dean.
Oh, okay. They probably want something back, too, eh?
Yeah.
Figure if, yeah. Top defenseman. Who's the best blue liner? Cale Makar, 63.9%. I'm kind of surprised. But you know what? There again, and this is from the players, what do people in the league view as being a good defenseman? Offense only, please. Cale Makar. He is the most exciting. Is he the best defender? No, right? If you were going to talk about...
I'll bet you he's better. I'll bet you he's better than you think because his speed and skating allows him to do damn near anything he wants.
Yeah. And, I mean, we're all on Team Cale Makar here, obviously. But it does tell you, there's all blown leads and no lead is safe and let's score goals. That's where it's at, buddy. Give me offense. Cale Makar. Top D man, top goalie in the National Hockey League. I feel like this guy's kind of been the guy for a while. You got game 7. Who are you putting in? One goalie in the league.
Vasilevsky.
52%. Andrei Vasilevsky. And then a sprinkling for Shesterkin, Marc-Andre, Hellebuck, and Sorokin. Markstrom would have had a better year. Could have been in that group. But
might have been in there.
There again. Letting everybody down. Who is the player, as voted by the NHLPA, that you least enjoy playing against? I wondered, would Marchand immediately popped into my head. I wondered, does Chucky get in on this group?
Both.
I feel like Marchand's kind of, he's had the belt forever in this category. It should just be the Marchand category. Least enjoyable, Brad Marchand, then Connor McDavid. Is it just because he sticks it in your tuchus all the time? He just scores big goals?
There's a second part of that question. Which player do you least enjoy playing against want on your team? Yeah, well, if you're asking that second part, I'll just say McDavid because he makes me pee my pants when he's coming down on me, and I'll be damned if I wouldn't want him on my squad.
Yeah, I think Marchand, you would at least enjoy playing against, probably because he's yipping you and he's sticking you, and he is a great player, no question about it. But yeah, you'd have either one of those guys. Tom Wilson, Matthew Tkachuk got 6% of the vote. And then Victor Hedman. That can't be because he's yipping. That just must be because he's competitive.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't like the question.
Who is the most...
Misleading question.
Though. A little bit. Yeah, a little bit misleading. Friggin' NHLPA. See? They're still trying to screw. I've got to read the fine print all the time with these lawyers, dude. Who's the most complete player in the National Hockey League? The most complete player. He can do it all. I feel like a lot of these, you got to come back to McDavid.
I was going to say Makar now, or McDavid.
We'll take a look because there is the... Does he play defense? Is he back shot? Sidney Crosby... Most complete, Patrice Bergeron, Alexander Barkov.
What am I going to do? Argue?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess. Where maybe the defensive, shortcomings for McDavid come in, I feel like he compensates in other ways that would make him just as complete as any of these other guys. He's very complete for me.
Yeah, it's nice and the to final critique most, him that he's not good in his own end, except he's never in his own effing end. So how do you know?
And the final one was most impactful. This one, this one's got to be a landslide, I would think. 59.3, Connor McDude. Crosby second, Nathan MacKinnon third. McDavid. He's had quite a year. I don't know if you've looked at the numbers.
I stopped when it got to 120 points. I was just like, wow, whatever.
It's bragging. Yeah, then it's just bragging. So there you go. That was the... isn't it nice? It's real nice. Real nice stuff. Coming up on the show tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday, I believe. That means Ask Rhett. You can get your questions in. Ask Rhett at flamesnation.ca. We had a less hungover this week than last week for Ask Rhett.
Yes. Today is the first human day I've had. I've accomplished things.
Really?
I've left the... Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's tough when you're at that point in your life when the hangover is a week. Because you're a week out now.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's not good.
And you,
but
it buried you on the weekend. You couldn't get out of the room, let alone the house.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Kids were worried. I'm feeling better. Yeah, I'm sure they were. Get your emails in, askrhett@flamesnation.ca. Tomorrow on the show, whatever you need to know, Rhett will tell you. Rhett will give you the guidance that you need in every aspect of your life, whether you want it or not. And it's a presentation of Hope Street Real Estate Corporation, property management.
I finally got to the butcher joint that people were talking about here, so I'm going to have some, see how it goes tonight.
Yeah?
Some nice steaks.
Get some photos for us.
This is supposed to be the spot. I had the burger from the butcher shop.
Really?
Phenomenal. Classic burger. Really good.
You know that place in town where they had good burgers where we would go once in a while? You'd sometimes have two.
Yeah.
Walked by there the other day. Looked in because we were going upstairs to the restaurant upstairs. You know which one that one is. Took a peek in the thing. Looks like she's shut her down, boy. No tables,
way.
No nothing in there anymore. Yeah. So it's either a huge remodeling or it's all over.
That
Those
sucks.
Good burgers. That does
really
suck.
Good. Hate hearing it.
I know. I hear you. We'll do our Betway Bets of the Day and then we'll get out of here. You've got some steak to cook or something like that. Betway Bets of the Day, only a couple games tonight. I am going to go with a Betway Boost every once in a while. The Betway app will say, hey,
booster.
Get a load of this one. The Betway Boost tonight, Pittsburgh of Colorado, they are saying Nathan MacKinnon, Jake Guentzel, if they both score, they're taking that up to a plus 300. It was in the low twos. They're giving that the lift all the way to plus 300. And then tonight, those Coyotes, they're in Edmonton to play the Oilers. I'm going with a little bit of a combo here. An Oilers money line win and Leon anytime goal plus 105. Big Leon. There
the
you
Oilers
go.
Suck. But
Betway bets
job.
Of the day. Get the Betway. Get that Betway app. Get after it. Get doing what you do. Betway bets. The no Flames today. No afterburner tonight. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. This is going to be nice.
Sleep, Dean. You're going to sleep.
I might
You're
get
gonna
some
have a
sleep.
Nice nap.
Yeah,
take it easy.
Tremendous.
Look
so
into a
great.
Vehicle for me when I get home next week. I need a vehicle. Don't have a car.
What about the cars that were in your garage?
Well, one.
Do you have
was...
two vehicles?
Mm-mm. I had one, and I had give one back, and
oh,
the other one's
gave
down
one
here.
Back. And what about? Oh. Well, what about your big wheel brother? He's got to have just a fleet of vehicles,
I'm gonna take,
doesn't he?
I'm going to take Pinder's hot rod, I think. Steal it right out of his driveway.
Yeah. Well, now would be the time. He's not even here to protect it. He's not even here. we'll see what we can do. You know, I was thinking about this. What's our time? I don't want to. How's Z doing without his buddy?
Not good. I actually talked to him
always...
the other day. He's actually, he finally said, okay, I've had it with you. You could pull your head out of your hoop. Let's go.
Yeah.
Because you went and had your fun. I need
misses his buddy.
Gonna need you by my side here. Let's go.
Yeah. I got thinking, because every time we would talk, I kind of cooked the goose, me and Z. Oh, we were skiing, me and Z. Gosh, you're not that easily replaceable, Retro. I worry about poor Z.
I'm going to get back. I'll make up for lost time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I bet you will. All right, everybody. That's the program for today. Thanks for the sponsors. We'll be back with it tomorrow. Have a fine rest of your day. And of course, Red, as always.
Have a great day.
See you tomorrow, buddies.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.